With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. We'll get back to Tiger basketball, among other things, then. But right now, he covers college football for the Action Network. It's Brett McMurphy making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
So, Brett, the big news of the weekend, Dan Mullen fired at Florida before his fourth season is complete. He finished top 15 in each of his first three seasons, top 10 in two of them. Preseason top 15 this season, started 3-1 with the lone loss being a two-point loss to Alabama. But he was fired after the 11th game of the season in year four after going, and I saw this only because you tweeted it, 2-9 against Power 5 opponents in his last 11 games. Simple question with perhaps a complicated answer. What happened?
Look, everyone in Gainesville would love to know. I don't know. It's like when you were going through all of his accomplishments, I was going, yeah. And then, but, you know, 2-9 your last 11 against Power 5 opponents. Gary, just go back to the Alabama game. They were a two-point conversion away of going into overtime against Alabama. I would say they probably would have won that game. They would have had the momentum. They didn't get the two-point conversion. They lose that Alabama game, and they have simply fallen off a cliff. You know, I don't know. It's whatever could go wrong has gone wrong, and it just snowballed. And I think basically – yeah, I think even before the Missouri loss, the people that I talked to in Gainesville said they just kind of, they got that vibe, they got that feeling that this thing was not going to work out for whatever reason and that a change was going to have to be made. And then when they lost to Missouri, they made it very easy. They offered him the opportunity to coach the final game against Florida State. Mullen declined. And so now Florida jumps into the coaching search waters with schools like LSU and USC, and you know we're up to 14 changes, although four of those smaller schools have been filled. So there are currently 10 openings right now. But yeah, we could talk for the next 2 hours. I couldn't tell you definitively what went wrong, but whatever did go wrong, all went wrong in the last couple months for the Gators and Dan Mullen.
You mentioned that Florida is now opened alongside LSU, USC. Those are the big boy jobs. Is there a clear order in which coaches would prefer those jobs, Florida, LSU, USC? Could you rank them?
You know, I don't think you can, Gary. I mean, it's like if I was talking to you and I said to you, do you want to go to USC? Do you want to go to Florida or LSU? You may prefer USC. I might prefer LSU. Somebody else may prefer Florida. I think it's based on, you know, it's not like the old days where you had to go somewhere to get money. You're going to get money no matter where you want to go. You know, certainly there's things that are attractive about L.A. Certainly there are things about LSU. You know, last three coaches have won a national championship there. Certainly there are things attractive about Florida. You're not in the SEC West. You're not banging heads against Alabama, LSU, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M every year. You do have to, you know, try to tear down the wall that Kirby's building at Georgia. So it is kind of a little bit easier path to the playoffs. So there's a number of different factors. So I don't think you can necessarily say whoever you believe the top candidate is, that they are automatically going to this school or that school, because I think a lot of it is personality driven and a lot of it is the situations of these different schools. And if you feel like you can win a national title there or have the resources you need, and also, you know, the day-to-day competition you're going to get playing in those specific conferences.
I don't think there's any doubt Dan Mullen will coach, you know, college football again. Is he the type that has to, you know, drop down, if you will, and take an American job? Or he strikes me as the type of guy who could probably get another Power 5 job whenever he's ready to get back in.
Yeah, I think he could. And then the other thing is, like, this came up with, you know, Gary Patterson was let go at TCU. You know, with Gary, I think Gary Patterson still wants to coach. I don't think Gary Patterson, though, will get an opportunity at the Power 5 level. But I agree with you. I think Mullen will. But when you take off those three schools we just mentioned, I don't think he would be a candidate, obviously not at Florida, but at SC or LSU. Then you're looking at TCU, Virginia Tech, Washington, Washington State. There's no way he goes to Washington or Washington State. That's not a fit for him. Virginia Tech, maybe. TCU, I don't see him as a Texas guy. So I think it would have to be the right job to open up. Look, he's going to get $12 million. Maybe he takes a year off. But certainly he's won at Mississippi State. A lot of people don't remember this. The first ever college football playoff rankings in 2014, a little trivia question, the first team ever ranked number one in those rankings was Mississippi State and Dan Mullen. So he obviously has shown what he's done can do at Mississippi State and Florida. I don't think he needs to run to get to a job. Some of these guys now, they make so much money, they're just like, you know what, let's take a year off, regroup, and kind of, you know, go at it after a year off.
You mentioned the college football playoff rankings. Obviously, there was, you know, we've known for a while that it would take chaos for Cincinnati to crack the top four. We had more chaos this weekend. Is this the week Cincinnati cracks the top four, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think they will, but I don't think they're going to make the playoff. I did my bowl projections today, and obviously I got a lot of people with suggestions on what to do with myself, which is not unusual when they don't agree. I still think if Alabama loses a close game to Georgia, and by close I mean single digits, I think a two-loss Alabama would get in over undefeated Cincinnati. Now, I'm not saying I necessarily think that that should happen. I actually do think that should happen, but I'm not on the committee. But why I think the committee will decide that is because in the rankings last week, Gary Barta came out and basically started questioning Cincinnati's strength of schedule. It's almost like he's laying the groundwork to kind of put these seeds of doubt in there. And if Cincinnati runs a table, they will be 13-0. They will have beaten four teams with a winning record. They will have beaten one ranked team, which is Notre Dame. If they beat Houston and Houston drops out of the top 25, that does not count as a ranked opponent. So then you compare that with, say, Alabama, who would have, you know, half a dozen wins against teams with winning records, two or three wins against ranked opponents. But they would have the loss to Texas A&M, which is a top 15 team. And if they lose to who everyone on the face of this planet considers the number one team in the world in Georgia, and it's a close game, how can you punish Alabama by losing to Georgia? We'll have to see what happens. I think, though, Cincinnati will be in. If Oklahoma State has to run the table, I think if Oklahoma State runs the table, they're in. Ohio State runs the table, they're in. And then the SEC will either get one or two. If Ohio State or Oklahoma State do not run the table, then I think Cincinnati will be in undefeated no matter what happens with Georgia and Alabama. But if Oklahoma State, my alma mater, can run the table, and believe me, based on past history, I am not counting on that. But if the Cowboys can do it and if the Buckeyes do it, it's going to be a nervous Saturday afternoon for Cincinnati when they announce these rankings.
Talking to Brett McMurphy from the Action Network. He's on Twitter at @Brett_McMurphy. Earlier, you mentioned Dan Mullen was offered the opportunity to coach Florida against Florida State. He declined that. On the other side of that is former Memphis coach Mike Norvell. They started the Seminoles 0-4 this season, just horrific. But now they can get bowl eligible with a win against Florida. Has Mike Norvell stabilized things in Tallahassee? Has he got that more under control now?
Yeah, absolutely, Gary. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you're right. I mean, first game out of the gate, they lose the overtime game to Notre Dame. Probably should have won that game, and then lose to Jacksonville State, an FCS team. And like you said, they start off, you know, 0-4. And yeah, at the end of September, you're going, oh my God, what did the, you know, it was insulting to dumpster fires to call them a dumpster fire. It was that bad. But he has turned it around. And yeah, and now you look around the state of Florida, Florida State might be the most stable of any program in the state. I mean, Miami, you know, they fired their AD. Manny Diaz is probably on his way out. Florida needs a coach. You know, UCF is not, you know, going to be printing up a national championship banner this year. You know, the alphabet schools, USF, FIU, FAU, you know, they're all, you know, at 500 or sub 500. So, yeah, give Mike Norvell a lot of credit, because a lot of people were wondering, wow, was this a mistake? But he's done a tremendous job there, turning things around. The win, you know, against Miami was obviously huge. And now if they beat Florida, not only do you get bowl eligible, but you also keep Florida from being bowl eligible. So it's like a double win for the Seminoles. But to show how far off the map that rivalry has fallen, this will be the 65th time these two schools have played. This will be only the third time that both schools have a losing record entering this game.
Wow, I'm wrapping up here with Brett McMurphy from the Action Network. Last thing before I let you go, Mel Tucker was the punchline to a bunch of jokes this weekend. You know, just a few days after it was reported, Michigan State's ready to give him a 10-year, $95 million contract. They got handled pretty easily. What do people in the industry think of 10 years, $95 million for Mel Tucker? I think everybody's impressed by him, but he is 16-14 as a head coach, 8-7 in 2 years in the Big Ten. That's not usually the type of stuff that leads to $95 million.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But looking at it from Michigan State's perspective, the money was raised by two big-time donors, and you know one of them. And so it's not like the school is shelling out the money. They're not going to double tuition or anything like that. So that's a bad narrative if that's out there. So Michigan State felt like they wanted to, you know, make a big commitment to the football program and the head football coach. And I think part of it is, obviously, you can't predict what would have happened against Ohio State, you know, on Saturday. But also, they're looking at it as, we've got a real good up-and-coming coach, and it doesn't hurt that he's African-American. I think that's huge. And also, Michigan State's looking at it as, you know what, we had a guy who was a coach here a while back, and, you know, he went off to greener pastures, and he turned out to be pretty good, and his name was Nick Saban. Now, I'm not saying Mel Tucker is the next Nick Saban, but from Michigan State's point of view, you've got a guy who, for all accounts and purposes, has a good culture in there. He's had some success. Yeah, I know he's 16-14, but he's 9-2 this year. They hope to build on that. And I think probably a bigger part of that also is, okay, let's say you let Mel Tucker go to LSU. If you're Michigan State, now who are you going to hire? You've got all these jobs open. You certainly are going to fall in behind USC. LSU would have been filled. You'd fall in behind Florida, maybe a couple of others. It's not an easy sell getting people to go up to Michigan State, cold weather, all that stuff. So I think because there really wasn't a surefire guy that we were going to get, and also they're happy with him. And so, you know, look, when LSU's involved, you got to throw $95 million out there, or Scott Woodward's going to get your coach. So they did what they had to do to keep Tucker. Hopefully he has some success, because he's going to be like Jimbo Fisher now. You know, every loss you're going to get scrutinized 100 times more than if you're making half that amount of money. But, you know, that's a nice pillow to sleep on if you are criticized a lot.
No question. That's Brett McMurphy from the Action Network. I'm a subscriber. If you're not, you should subscribe. It's valuable information at actionnetwork.com. He's on Twitter at Brett_McMurphy. Always appreciate your time, buddy. Take care.
You got it, Gary. Have a great Thanksgiving.
That's Brett McMurphy from the Action Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.